The Philly Student Union does a lot of organizing work around education, but we recognize that the struggles of students and the struggles of workers are really the same in a lot of ways. Because of this, we're part of a group called MMP, the Media Mobilizing Project. MMP brings organizing groups from across the city together and empowers them to make media that supports their organizing work. Recently, MMP held its second annual community building dinner. I spoke with one of the attendees.
I'm Megan Williamson, I'm with Media Mobilizing Project.
What's going on here today?
It's the community building dinner. It's the one time a year when people from all the network groups get together in the same place. We get to enjoy each other's company, talk about our struggles, celebrate all the things that we've done over the past year and our victories. It's important because the work that we're doing is hard, and we need to have time to actually celebrate the things that we've done well and just appreciate each other as people and get to know each other as friends.
And I tried to speak with another one.
My name is Colby Murphy.
What's going on today?
I said,
what's going on today?
Right now we vibing to this DJ that's playing the music that we like.
The dinner was also an opportunity to learn from other groups that are doing really powerful media organizing. Gerardo works at the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, in Central Florida.
We are here to share a little bit the message with the community and the different organizations in Philly about the campaign for Fairfoot. I'm a part of an organization called the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and we have been fighting to transform the agricultural industry to be fair with the farm workers. And in order to do that, we've been focusing on the big buyers of the tomatoes. We have been able to sign agreements with Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, Whole Foods, and just recently, a few days ago, with Subway. Well, right now the struggle is going to focus in the food providers like Aramark and Sodexo, and also in the supermarket industry and companies like Walmart and others. So here in Philadelphia is where the headquarters of Aramark is located, and that's why we are here, basically, to share a little bit of the stories on how the food is being produced in this country, the connections that exist between the consumers and us as farm workers, and the moral obligation that all of us have towards changing these conditions. And Aramark is here. People are organizing here in different situations that have to do with gentrification, with the school systems, with the implementation of things that the community don't want, like a casino, and students are organizing too. So we're going to be here too, and we're going to be participating in different stuff that have to do with supporting the community here while building alliances in order to also have support for our campaign.
To find out more about the Media Mobilizing Project, you can go to www.mediamobilizingproject.org.